KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
In sports here this morning, taking a look at high school sporting activities. Day number one of the state wrestling championships in the books at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines yesterday and continues here today. And then we'll finish up on Saturday and we'll continue to have reports throughout each day for you here on KJAN. Jim Field has been bringing you all that information and on air and online. And here's a few of the highlights here from yesterday's action. In Class 2A, that's where Atlantic Cam competing in the evening session last night, and they had two wrestlers win opening round matches and two that fell into the consolation bracket. Winners for Atlantic Cam were Joe Weaver at 126. He beat Kellen Moore of Forest City by decision 5-1 in his opener. And at 170, Caden Stutzman of Atlantic Cam, a winner over Brady Behringer of Winterset by major decision 14-2. Was the final in that one. Now at 120 pounds, Jonathan Burnett of Spirit Lake Park beat Ethan Fulman of Atlantic Cam by decision 4-3, so a tight one there. And at 285, Cameron Stevenson of Grinnell beat Tristan Dorscher of Atlantic Cam by fall at the 122 mark. A couple of other area winners there in the first round were Vinnie Mayberry of Glenwood at 106, Jesse Schweary of Harlan at 195, and Crew Howard of Clorinda at 220, all opening round winners. In the consolation bracket, it was Ethan Fulman of Atlantic Cam staying alive as he beat Dawson Townsend of Davis County by decision 6-3, and Tristan Dorscher saw his tournament run come to a close as he lost to Duggan Tully of Winterset by fall at the 219 mark there of his second match. So congratulations there to Dorscher on making it to the state tournament, and good luck to continuing there to those three other Atlantic Cam wrestlers that are still alive here for day number two. Also in Class 3A, opening round winners from the area included Tanner Wink of Lewis Central at 120, Tabor Dominguez of LC at 126, Carter Drake of Carroll at 138, Jude Ryan of Abe Lincoln at 145, Abraham Dirks of Carroll at 153 were all opening round victors. And in Class 1A, opening round winners included Tegan Slaybaugh of ACGC, Eli Becerra of Missouri Valley, both at 106, John Schroeder of Riverside at 113, at 120, Elliot Cooney of Nottoway Valley and Jace Rose of Riverside at 132, Hagen Highstand of Logan Magnolia and Gable Porter of Underwood. At 138, Weston Allen of Underwood and Wyatt Rice of Logan Magnolia, Briar Rice of Loma at 152, Gavin McGuire of Loma at 160, Cale McLaren of St. Albert at 170, Brecken Freeberg of Tri-Center at 182, an opening round win, Eddie Velchek of Riverside, also an opening round winner at 195, Talon Myers of Southwest Valley, a winner at 220, Easton Ellidge of Underwood, Devin Whipple of Bedford Lennox, and Rex Johnson of Logan Magnolia, all opening round winners at 285. So that's a look at some of your highlights there from day number one of state wrestling action here in the area. And we'll continue to have reports again here for you throughout the day. Today, our first scheduled report will come your way just after our mid-morning funeral report at about 10:35 here this morning. Keep it locked in here on the air all day and on our sports page as well at KJN.com as Jim will continue to provide continued refreshed updates there for you. In basketball play, boys Class 1A and 2A district semifinals played last night around the area. And in 1A District 12, it was Mount Air topping Murray 50-47, Moravia topped Lamoni 52-50. In District 13, Martinsdale St. Mary's was an 83-45 winner over Lennox, Earlham 80-56 over Nottoway Valley. In District 14, Tri-Center, a 75-43 win over Sydney. Riverside was able to edge out Cam. They rallied late. Cam had a double-digit lead for a good chunk of that game, but Riverside rallying in the fourth quarter, and Cam came up empty on their final possession. They had the ball for about the last 30 seconds of the game. Ended up calling a timeout with about 18 seconds to go, and then after losing the handle on the ball, just had to throw up a wild one at the horn from Kobe Rich that was off the mark, and good look at the basket there at the end of the game for Cam. So Riverside advances on to face Tri-Center in that final coming up here this next Tuesday. Also in District 15, it was Grandview Christian over Madrid 81-64, Coon Rapids Bayard 63-46 over Ogden. In District 16, St. Albert beat Woodbine 58-51, and West Harrison was a 45-40 winner over Booyer Valley. In Class 2A, district semifinal play. In District 1, OEBCIG got past Kemper Catholic 79-63. ESAC County was a 53-49 winner over Ridgeview. In District 15, Van Meter beat Central Decatur 64-43. Panorama, a 56-52 winner over ACGC. In District 16, AHSTW 65-44 over Clarinda. And Trainer was an 80-44 winner over Red Oaks. So both emphatic victories there for the Vikes and the Cards. And they'll get their third matchup of the season. They've played two great games so far this year. They'll play again in the district final coming up on next Tuesday. And a few regular season scores on the boys' side. Yesterday it was Carroll, a 72-68 winner over Harlan. Creston beat Clark 59-44. And Southeast Polk was a 53-39 winner over Winterset. In girls 1A and 2A regional semifinal play on the schedule here tonight. In Class 1A Region 2, Audubon will be at New Old Fonda. Peyton Sherdan travels to Cam. We'll have that one for you on KJN and on the Cam Cougar channel for you to check out here this evening. We'll start our pregame at about 6:45 tonight. In Region 4, it was Woodbine at Kingsley Pearson. St. Albert goes to Logan Magnolia. In Region 8, Stanton will be at Exira EHK. You'll be able to check out that game over on Spartan Media tonight through the KJN Video Network. And Assegurany is at Lennox. In Class 2A in Region 5, South Central Calhoun is at Nottoway Valley. Mount Air is at AHSTW. And in Region 8, West Monona is at Trainer. And South O'Brien is at Underwood. That's a look at your schedule there for 1A and 2A regional semifinal play for the girls here tonight. Also in college hoops, the 11th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes survived a second-half rally by Wisconsin to beat the 21st-ranked Badgers 77-62 in Madison. Luca Garza had 30 points as the Hawkeyes shot 51%, including 12 of 19 from three-point range there in that ball game. As again, the Hawkeyes able to get the win. The Badgers sliced a 16-point Hawkeye lead to 3 in the second half. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes did a good job of responding after the Badgers had rallied.
We started moving the ball, driving the ball, and then the most important thing is by mixing up our post feeds and our drives, we got into the bonus pretty early. So you want to come down the stretch on the road against a team like Wisconsin in the bonus with the lead, and then you have a pretty good shot to protect it, which we did.
And the Iowa Hawkeye women outscored Penn State 34-15 to start the second half and raced away for a 96-78 victory over the Nittany Lions yesterday afternoon. They trailed by 11 at the half, but rallied back. They shot 58%, made 15 three-pointers, including 11 in the second half. That's a look at sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.